Dachviri is very zayin mit mechet her menachem ben tibnoi. Menachem ben tibnoi was made the following halacha. A mutaf ha-yora shal shalki zesim shahu tamim. On the raised ledge that was added on to the pot in which they cooked olives. And if they wanted to cook up a lot of olives and there was not enough room in the pot, they would add on to the top of the pot a raised ledge made out of plaster. And that raised ledge is makabal tuma, just like the kli itself. It's considered part of the kli. The shal tabam shahu tar. But the raised ledge on the pot that was used to cook up dye water is not makabal tuma, it's tar. The reason being, as the raised ledge on the pot of the shalke zaytim was needed and therefore was part of the kli, since they cooked up a lot of olives and it reached up all the way to the raised ledge, as opposed to the raised ledge of the made tabam, they did not cook up so much dye water that it reached all the way up to the plaster. The plaster would ruin the dye water. The only reason for the raised ledge was so that when the water bubbles up, it should not spill over. So therefore, since that ledge is not as necessary, it's not considered part of the kli, and it's not makabel too much. So how you omrim chilas hagbar? As originally, before the edus of Menachem ben Tibnoi, the Chachamim used to say the opposite, that the raised ledge of the Meitz HaBam was makabel too much. And the Chachamim felt that the Meitz HaBam, which is very valuable, they were very concerned that it shouldn't spill over, and therefore that raised ledge is very important and is considered part of the kli and would be makabel tuma, as opposed to the raised ledge of the shalke zaytim, as the water there is not so valuable, so they were not as concerned that it should not be spilled over. So that raised ledge is not as important, and they felt it was not makabel tuma, it was not considered part of the kli. But Menachem ben Tibnoi, who was an expert dyer, was made that the truth is that the dyers were careful not to cook up so much dye water that would reach up to the raised ledge, which was made out of plaster, as the plaster would ruin the dye water. So therefore, that raised ledge was not as necessary. It was just so that it shouldn't bubble over, and it was not makabel tuma. It's not considered part of the kli, as opposed to the raised ledge of the shalke zaytim, as they would put a lot of zaytim in there, and the water would reach up to the raised ledge. So therefore, the raised ledge is considered part of the kli, and would be makabel tuma. Rabbi Nechunya ben Gudgada. Rabbi Nechunya ben Gudgada was made the following halacha. A haresha shehisiya aviyah, shehiyosa beget. A deaf mute that was married off by her father, that she would go out with the get. And a haresha, the deaf mute, does not have das. And therefore, even if she was a gola, she cannot marry herself off. But if she is a katana, the father could marry her off. And since the father is marrying her off, there is no need for her to have das. And if the husband, after he marries her, chooses to divorce her, he can do so even though she does not have das, and the kedushin was min ha-torah. As to give an isha a get, there is no need for the isha to have das. But akhtana bat yisrael shenisei v'kohen, shehi ocheles b'truma. A katana who is a bat yisrael, a non-kohen, that was married off to a kohen, she can eat truma. And we're talking about over here, where the nesuin was only mitarav on her. As the Kana did not have a father. And the Chachamim were mitaki that if the Kana does not have a father, the mother or the brothers can marry her off in lieu of the father. This marriage is only Minarabanan, as Minatora, only a father can marry the daughter off, not any other relative. And if they marry her off to a Kohen, she can eat Truma by virtue of the marriage to a Kohen. She can only eat Truma, which is Minarabanan, though, since the marriage is only Minarabanan, which is Truma Bizman. That Truma nowadays is only Durabanan. Or any Truma that is taken from pears other than Dagon, grain, Tiros, wine, or Yitzhar, olive oil. And any Truma outside of those three things is only Durabanan. That type of Truma she can eat. And the Chachamim were not mitakin that she cannot eat Truma Mirabanan Gvera, that she might end up eating Truma Minatora, which would be Asura to her since her marriage is only Durabanan. The Chachamim were not mitakin that, so therefore she can eat Truma Durabana by virtue of this marriage. The Imesa Bala Yorsha. And if this Katana, who was married off Durabana to the Kohen, dies, then her husband would inherit her, like any other husband that inherits his wife if she predeceases him. Even though the marriage was only Durabana, he has the right to inherit her. Va'al HaMerish HaGavol Shabano Babira Sheyitim Esdoma. And another halacha that Rabbi Nechunya ben Gudgada was made was somebody who steals a beam and builds it into a house, and now he wants to do tshuva and return the zela. The Chachamim were not mechayev him to break down the whole house in order to return the beam. This is a takana, as a chacham were afraid that if we force him to return the actual beam, he might not end up doing tshuva because of the great loss involved. So the chacham were mitaken that he can give back the value of the beam to the owner instead. The alachata tagzula shelo noda l'rabin shehi mechaperet b'pnei tikken hamisbeh. Another halacha that Rabbi Nachmanim ben Gadda was made about a stolen chata that was not public knowledge, that it is mechaper because of the tikken hamisbeh, which is if somebody steals an animal and is mounted that animal and brings it as a chata, and it was not public knowledge that it was stolen, so there was no way for the kohanim to have known it was stolen, and they ate from that chatas, and then they found out that it was a stolen chatas, that the chachamim were mitaken that the chatas is mechaper for the person that brought it, even though it was stolen. As if it was not mechaper, and we forced that person to bring a different chatas instead, the kohanim would be very depressed as they ate from a chatas which was not kosher, and they would be hesitant from bringing other korbanos on the mizbeach. And since it was not public knowledge that it was stolen, there was no way for the kohanim to have known, and they would not want to bring other korbanos, and maybe other korbanos are also stolen. So therefore, the chachamim were mitaken that the chatas is mechaper, and the person does not have to bring a different korban.